fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Hello benevolent viewers and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 on Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongja Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mongrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Huanian County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China plans to increase reforestation projects during 2009. In education news, additional teaching positions have been created in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In sustainable energy news, company based in the United Kingdom announces wind and tidal energy projects. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 18th, is the Independence Day of the Gambia, celebrating her achievement of self-government in 1965. Bordering the North Atlantic Ocean and Senegal, the West African nation is home to a rich diversity of bird life. 560 species live in 6 different protected areas. The River Gambia flows through the center of the country and also provides a habitat for a variety of our animal co-inhabitants, including the hippopotamus. The Stone Circles of Senegambia is a United Nations educational, scientific and cultural organization, World Heritage Site, that the Gambia shares with neighboring Senegal. We wish the gracious Gambian people a festive Independence Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Tennessee and Kentucky, USA. 2 weeks after the bitter ice storms that swept through the Midwest and southern parts of the nation, the people remaining without electricity or heat has been reduced from hundreds of thousands to just tens of thousands. Exhausted families finally were able to return to their homes after fleeing the below-freezing temperatures at local shelters.
On February 2nd, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $30,000 to support the most affected areas. She asked neighboring centers in the vicinity to join hands quickly if they could help. Our association's relief teams from Georgia, Kentucky, and Ohio then spent the next week bringing requested items, hot vegan meals, and financial aid to shelters and families in need. Travel expenses were covered by the relief team members. Among the expressions of appreciation was the following email.
Dear Master Ching Hai, my heart is overwhelmed with joy because of the act of kindness your organization has shown to me and my family in our time of need. I appreciate everything you have given me. I cried tears of happiness that someone actually thought about me. The socks, paper towels, snacks, flashlight, and of course the monetary gift. May the Lord bless you all. Love, Elizabeth Eves.
When the storm had just occurred, our association's relief team had received a message calling for help from Officer Chandra Davis, who rescues animal disaster victims and also helps with the local Hornbeek Volunteer Fire Department.
A lot of times when disasters hit, the larger cities oftentimes get the help first. And my town here is only about 500 people. So we are a very small town, and so I knew that we needed the help because a lot of people will not leave their home because of their pets. I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai personally for doing this.
After bringing some initial emergency supplies, the relief team returned the following Valentine's Day weekend with further needed support. Using Master's donation, $1,000 was delivered to the Hornbeek Volunteer Fire Department.
My name is Bob Revis. I'm the chief of the Hornbeek Volunteer Fire Department in Hornbeek, Tennessee. And I would just like to say thank you to Supreme Master Ching Hai for the donation that will help us to recover from this tragic ice storm of 2009. Thank you very much.
In addition, another $2,500, along with gifts, were personally brought to two shelters in Kentucky State, which had been in urgent need of help to keep their animal residents safe and warm.
Hello. We received a donation today from Supreme Master Ching Hai in relief for our ice storm damages to help us help homeless pets here in the area that were affected by the storm. And we appreciate your support of our efforts. Thank you.
I want to thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your donation. It has helped us tremendously.
On February 17th, Supreme Master Ching Hai made additional donations to the two animal shelters. A $5,000 gift is to go to Paws, Claws and More Animal Rescue and Transport for its 70 dog residents. Another $2,000 will be given to the Grayson County Humane Society, which cares for 40 cats and dogs in need. Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged these donations, adding the message, "With all my love." Our appreciation for the tireless efforts of all personnel working to help humans and keep the animals safe during such adverse conditions. We join in sincerely thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving assistance that has eased this winter ordeal, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts. Our prayers for the continued safety of all those affected, and that extreme weather events such as these are reduced through our greater consideration for our delicate ecosphere.
tornado makes surprise touchdown in Georgia, in what officials are describing as the first ever meteorological event. A tornado swept through Salenzhiksky and Zugdidsky districts on Monday in a storm that damaged power lines as well as more than 100 houses. A local official stated, eyewitnesses said the sky suddenly darkened and a tornado funnel started breaking trees and lifting up roofs. Fortunately, no injuries or casualties have been reported. We are grateful for the safety of the affected residents and wish them a quick recovery to their productive day-to-day lives. May the Earth's atmosphere stabilize through our greater benevolence toward all life.
Snow and cold weather severely affect Afghanistan. Afghanistan's National Disasters Management Authority has stated that over the past 4 days, 12 lives have been lost, 6 of whom were children, due to the heavy snow in Herat and Ghor provinces of Afghanistan. Remote areas in northern, western and central provinces that have been isolated because of snow-blocked roads are now in great need of food, medical and heating supplies. 37 avalanches occurred this past week near an important roadway that connects the northern part of the country with Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. In response to this urgent situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged a donation of $15,000 if our association's relief team can go. This could purchase an equivalent of $863,000 in necessities in the United States based on Afghanistan's cost of living. We express our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for extending this rapid assistance. May Allah protect the good people of Afghanistan as they endure this harsh winter. We pray that extreme weather conditions such as these may be eased through our kinder actions towards the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Promising signs of peace during Shiite pilgrimage. Some 6 million Muslim pilgrims gathered for the religious Aba'een ceremony to commemorate Hussein ibn Ali in the holy Iraqi city of Karbala. This year, both Shiite and Sunni Muslims alike could be seen offering pilgrims food, drinks and shelter. Our hearts are gladdened, pilgrims and Karbala residents, by your harmony and warm-hearted hospitality. Such an example of brotherly goodwill is surely a shining inspiration to us all.
Tony Blair recognized for world leadership. The former British Prime Minister has been named the next recipient of the Dan David Prize, awarded by the foundation of the same name, based at Tel Aviv University in Israel, which features a $1 million award. The Dan David Foundation cited Mr. Blair's many international achievements as the reason for his selection, among which are reaching accords in both Ireland and Kosovo. According to tradition, 10% of the prize will be used to fund graduate student scholarships, with the remainder being donated by Mr. Blair to the Tony Blair Faith Foundation to promote religious understanding. Congratulations, Mr. Blair, on this acknowledgement of your noble service. May your good-hearted diplomacy continue furthering a harmonious existence on our planet.
Chinese engineer released in Pakistan. Mr. Long Xiaowei has been freed after more than 5 months' detainment. The engineer arrived at the Chinese embassy in Islamabad, reportedly in good condition, and is returning home after a medical checkup. The Chinese ambassador to Pakistan conveyed his thanks to the Pakistani government for their efforts to free him. We join in thankfulness for Mr. Long Xiaowei's safe freedom, wishing him a speedy and joyful reunion with family and friends.
Poultry likely to be infected with pathogens and poison. According to data from the U.S. Center for Science in the Public Interest, the United States reports 76 million cases of foodborne illnesses annually, with poultry triggering more cases than any other food group. According to experts, there is a 50% chance that birds being consumed by humans contain the harmful Campylobacter bacteria. There has also been a steady rate in cases of chicken-borne pathogen Salmonella. Both these diseases can be life-threatening, and according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average person takes in a daily dose of some 8.1 micrograms of the carcinogen arsenic from chicken, which greatly increases the chance of cancer. We appreciate the work of the many experts and organizations involved in sharing this important information with the public. Let us all save ourselves and the animals by quickly switching to plant-based fare as the most noble and vitality-restoring way of life.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide, an estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
U.S. firefighters in Iraq rescue baby camel. U.S. firefighters from the 407th Expeditionary Civil Engineer Squadron, stationed in Iraq, received a call for help in removing a baby camel from a manhole. The baby camel was mired in mud as well as wedged between a valve pipe and wall. Through a combination of manual effort and securing the camel with ropes, firefighters were able to lift her up from the hole with only a minor injury to her back leg, which they treated before returning the little animal to her clearly thankful human caregiver. A hero's salute, U.S. firefighters, for your gentle and patient efforts to rescue the beautiful camel. May we all be reminded of the preciousness of life through the myriad creations of the divine.
Save our planet. Iceland heads for sustainable future. The remote island nation in the North Atlantic Ocean is taking steps to achieve full self-sustainability by further developing geothermal and hydro plants, along with a reliable and ample supply of hydrogen to provide electricity and to power vehicles. Bjorn Skúlason of Icelandic New Energy said, "We would not have to import fuel from foreign sources and we would be 100% sustainable, which must be the true future of the world. We tip our hats to your green commitment, Iceland. Wishing the best for your earth-caring projects in benefiting both the Icelandic people and our environment."
Save our planet. Afghan farmers to receive low-cost irrigation solution. To help counter the effect of prolonged drought and resulting water scarcity, the United States Agency for International Development has allocated $1.5 million to purchase materials for a water-saving drip irrigation system that will be made available to Afghan farmers at a low cost. The system is designed to increase harvests through the efficient distribution of water to crops alone, rather than watering weeds or wasteland. Many thanks, United States Agency for International Development, and heaven bless your meaningful assistance. May this method to conserve precious resources help bring abundant harvests and stable food supplies to the Afghan people.
Save our planet. Hydrogen fuel produced from biomass. A team of researchers at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Virginia, USA, and the University of Georgia, USA, have found a way to make hydrogen gas usable for fuel from non-food biomass sources. Mixing cellulosic materials such as wood chips or products like switchgrass and heating them, scientists were able to produce hydrogen pure enough for use in fuel cells. Only a small fraction of the biomass would be needed to fulfill all transportation fuel needs. Kudos all researchers for this new development. May your endeavors be successful in bringing eco-friendly power to communities around the world.
Save our planet. Dolphins beached in Philippines. Authorities in the Philippines estimate that more than 200 dolphins beached themselves last week on Manila Bay's shores. Sadly, at least three have perished, but experts and the government have managed to guide the remaining animals back out to deeper waters. Mr. Malcolm Sarmiento, director of an agency in charge of the country's aquatic resources, said that the dolphins could be reacting to a heat wave or disturbance at sea.
We are saddened at the plight of the dolphins and pray for the safety for all of these in distress. May we humans cultivate actions that are protective of dolphins and all of heaven's creations.
In a video conference in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai urges greater care of our oceans to preserve all life.
Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species. They disappear faster than we can imagine. They suffer a lot. They die, or they completely disappear. Because of our careless management of the world. We have dumped so much chemicals and poisonous stuff into river and oceans. Our enduring giving rivers and ocean have to take in daily so much, and they poison the marine life. So I suggest that stricter rules must be imposed to protect the sea, the water, which is our life, which is also our protectors in terms of balancing our ecosystem and sustain our planetary equilibrium and sustain our life.
Save our planet. Hynix Semiconductor in South Korea announces the world's thinnest or highest density computer memory chip, which uses 50% less energy and costs less than existing technology.
Save our planet. During the International World Water Forum, where global shortages were discussed, host country Turkey affirmed her intention to use and share the resource fairly.
Save our planet. In a YouTube video, award-winning American actress Susan Sarandon encourages fellow citizens to join in advocating alternatives to coal power plants.
Of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Neighbor Wilds. I'm a vegan and I'd like to share a tip on keeping your home sparkling. There is a good way to give window blinds a deep cleansing. Remove the blinds from the window and place them on a large piece of cloth. Spray them thoroughly with an eco-friendly all-purpose cleaner and let them set for a few minutes. Then, gently scrub them with a soft bristled brush on each side. Next, rinse the soap off by using a hose outdoors, or simply putting them under your shower in the bathtub. They can drip dry on a line outside or in the shower. When they are done, you can put them back up on the windows and enjoy a refreshed look for your rooms. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our lovely globe.
In good governance news, China boosts reforestation initiatives. The nation expects to plant 5.48 million hectares of new forest in 2009. Volunteers will seed approximately 2.5 billion trees. Vice Premier Hui Liangyu is encouraging both government departments and the general public to focus on environmental protection and tree planting. This is part of an endeavor to have greenery covering 20% of the country by 2010. Thank you, China, for your dedicated efforts to protect our precious ecosphere. May governments and citizens everywhere be granted the wisdom and courage to do everything possible to save our planet.
In education news, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia approves over 204,000 new teaching positions. The compassionate decision of His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud to create the jobs will better the conditions of many teachers. Mr. Khaled El Jawed, head of the Media Committee for Teachers in the Kingdom, believes the new post will help to increase teachers' confidence. He said, "The royal gesture opens a new era in the kingdom's education sector. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, for your care of devoted teachers. May Allah bless all of the fine citizens of your great nation." Up next on Noteworthy News, a sustainable energy company in the United Kingdom announces projects worth almost 23 million euros. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned for more joyful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a gorgeous world. In sustainable energy news, Energies Technologies Institute, or ETI, announces four sustainable energy projects valued at almost 23 million euros. Jointly funded by ETI and the United Kingdom government, three of the projects will utilize offshore winds to generate green energy. The fourth will test tidal power technology. Lord Hunt of King's Heath, Minister for Sustainable Development and Climate Change Adaptation, said, "The Energy Technologies Institute is an excellent example of government working with the private sector to achieve a quantum leap forward in these vital low-carbon technologies. Hats off to you, Energy Technologies Institute and the United Kingdom, for your successful collaboration. We look forward to a world powered by eco-friendly sources."
Let's enjoy a joke, Mistaken Identity, told by Supreme Master Qinghai.
A very well-dressed man with a suitcase stopped a taxi in New York and asked to be taken to Times Square, a few blocks away. But the trip took a long time because the taxi kept driving round and around and around. After the third time, the man said, wait a minute. This trip should take only 5 minutes, not 1 hour. So the taxi driver said, sorry. Well, it's your fault, you know. You shouldn't have dressed up like a tourist. I thought you were a tourist, but you are a New Yorker.
And now for our viewer's heartline. A viewer watched a visit to Rassam Arabzadeh Carpet Museum, Tehran, Iran, on a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television and sent the following heartline in Spanish.
Gracias por incluir español. Muchísimas gracias. Creo que Irán es una extraordinaria nación con gente maravillosa. Me gustaría conocerlo. Javier.
Gentle Javier, the Iranian culture is indeed so beautiful and rich. We are happy to introduce to viewers around the world its greatness and glory, along with our global magnificent and diverse national traditions. Our warmest greetings to you and all the lovely Spanish-speaking people on earth. With God's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. If you have elevating stories from your part of the world, you can send them along with any other comments to info@suprememastertv.com. For more constructive programming, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
May love and light embrace your thoughts, speech, and action.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Formosa or Taiwan announces that Slovenian citizens are now welcomed visa-free for visits of up to 30 days.
Camagüey, Cuba, commemorates its designation as a UNESCO Cultural Heritage Site and the 495th anniversary of the city's founding.
Russian students will visit schools and historical sites in Beijing and South China's Hainan province during a winter camp to celebrate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties between their countries.
Evolution Weekend 2009 in the US is gaining more support from churches and congregations who believe it is possible to love God, have religious beliefs, and respect science.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping met in Colombia with President Alvaro Uribe, where the two leaders affirmed their country's commitment to broadening bilateral cooperation.
The government of Quebec in Canada has established a group to create more protection for pets in the province, with the cooperation of government officials, veterinarians, and animal rights organizations.
Newly elected African Union Chairman Muammar Gaddafi's efforts to peacefully mediate between Ethiopia and Eritrea gains the support of Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi and his country.
On St. Valentine's Day, police from two cities in South Carolina, USA, collected 223 weapons in exchange for a gift card to an electronics chain store.
In Copenhagen, Denmark, Danish children were introduced to Iranian art and culture during a friendship festival organized by the Iranian Embassy in Denmark and the Islamic Culture and Relations Organization.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has embarked on her first Asian trip with stops in Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, and China to discuss both regional and international topics. Details.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com.